AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An F-16 fighter jet and a small plane have collided in midair over South Carolina, raining down plane parts and debris onto the ground below. The Federal Aviation Administration says the jet and a Cessna C-150 collided about 11 miles north of Charleston. It's not known yet how many people were on the planes and whether anyone survived. It's also not known if anyone was hurt on the ground. A day after President Obama touted progress against the Islamic State group, his top military advisors are severely criticized in Congress. Sagar Magani has more.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John McCain says there's no compelling reason to think anything the U.S. is doing will ultimately destroy the militants, whom he says continue gaining ground, with U.S.-trained local forces unable to take any back.
Our means and our current level of effort are not aligned with our ends.
Pentagon Chief Ash Carter says the strategy is sound.
But its execution can and will be strengthened.
While acknowledging efforts to train Syrian rebels have slowed to the point where only about 60 fighters are involved. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A man killing 9 people attending Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, has been indicted on 3 new state charges of attempted murder. Prosecutor says the new charges against Dylan Roof are for the people who survived the June 17th attack. At the state capitol in Columbia, the state Senate has given final approval to a bill to take down the Confederate flag. Senator Gerald Malloy telling Jennifer Pinckney, widow of slain Senator Clementa Pinckney, that her husband will always have a place of honor in that chamber.
We hope to have you back here soon when we hang his portrait, and so that he'll be sharing this spot with us forever.
The South Carolina House still has to vote on the measure to remove the flag from the state capitol grounds. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 44. This is AP Radio News. FBI agents and Indiana State Police have searched the home of Subway restaurant spokesman Jared Fogel, removing some electronic equipment. The FBI will only confirm an investigation is underway in Zionsville, Indiana. In a statement, Subway says it's very concerned and believes the raid is related to a prior investigation of a former employee of the Jared Foundation. That's an organization founded by Fogel to raise awareness about childhood obesity. Foundation's former executive director was arrested in May on child pornography charges. 2 days after voters in Greece rejected a financial bailout package, the Greek government has yet to make a counterproposal. Here's the AP's Derek Atopoulos.
The new finance minister showed up at the Eurogroup without any specific proposals. He said that the general consensus is that they would be presented tomorrow. But Prime Minister Tsipras is meeting Germany's Angela Merkel and Francois Hollande in the next few hours, together with Jean-Claude Juncker, so he might be keeping that for them.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.